ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்பியோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம். சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரிய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரிய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம் சத்குரு சரணாரவிந்தாப்யாம் நமஹ. பிரம்மசூத்ராஸ் சாப்டர் 4 பாதா 4 சம்பத்ய ஆவிர்பாவாதிகரணம். சம்பத்ய ஆவிர்பாவா ஸ்வேன சப்தாத் முக்தா பிரதிஜானாத் ஆத்ம பிரகரணாத் அவிபாகேன திருஷ்டத்வாதிகரணம். அவிபாகேன திருஷ்டத்வாத் பிராமாதிகரணம். பிராமேண ஜைமினி உபன்யாசாதிபியா சிதி தன்மாத்திரேண தத் ஆத்மகத்வாத் இதி ஔதுலோமிஹி ஏவம் அபி உபன்யாசாத் பூர்வபாவாத் அவிருத்தம் பாதராயணஹா. சங்கல்பாதிகரணம். சங்கல்பாதேவ தூ தஸ்ருதேஹ அத ஏவ ச அனன்ய அதிபதிஹ அபாவம் பாதரிஹி ஆஹ ஹேவம். 10th சூத்ரா 4th பாதா 4th அத்தியாயா 543 ரன்னிங் பிரம்மசூத்ரா. So we saw up to this adhikaranam, sankalpa adhikaranam, and this sutra, the 10th sutra, in the last class. And now we will go to the next adhikaranam and the next sutra today. This is the 5th topic, abhava adhikaranam, bhavam jaiminihi vikalpa amananath, bhavam jaiminihi விகல்ப ஆமனநாத். 11th சூத்ரா 4 பாதா 4 சாப்டர் 544th ரன்னிங் பிரம்மசூத்ரா. Now let us do a brief general analysis of this sutra. And here Jaimini Maharishi, he declares that Saguna Mukta Upasaka has got body and sense organs appropriate to that loka which is not visible to us as we have one in our dream world. We experience a dream body that is different from our Jagrat body. This body is not visible to other people. Through that body, they enjoy the dreamer, and through that sense organs, they perceive in the dream. And the person says, Amananath here. He says it is supported by Shruti. Vikalpa Amananath. It is my option. Jaimini says, this is my opinion. And it is there again in the Chandogya Upanishad, in the 7th chapter, 26th section, 2nd mantra. We have seen this mantra earlier. Saha ekadha bhavati, tridha bhavati, panchadha, saptadha, navadha chaiva, punaschaika dashaha smritaha, shatancha, dashachaikascha, sahasranicha. He multiplies himself into many forms, two forms, ekada bhavati, dvidha bhavati, all that thing, three and many forms. So this can be there only if body is accepted, and mind being formless, you cannot apply the multiplication of body. Even rakshasas have power to take many bodies as per the Puranas. They can be there if the body is accepted. But mind being formless, you cannot apply the multiplication of body to for various this thing. So one mind. So such powers are mentioned in the Shastras. So when some of these powers are available in Bhuloka itself, all these Rakshasas and all these people have in Bhuloka itself, what to talk about Brahmaloka is the question. So there is another Shruti Vakyam also. And the context here is Nirguna Brahma Vidya. How can you quote a Shruti Vakyam occurring in Nirguna Brahma Vidya while we talk about Saguna Vidya is another question. And there is another Shruti statement also in Kaushitaki Upanishad, 1st chapter, 5th mantra, Saha Agachati Amita Ojasam Pariyankam Saha Pranaha Tasya Bhutam Cha Bhavishyacha Purvau Padau Shrischaracha. So the Upasaka, here it is an imagination. The Upasaka sits with Brahmaji on his bed and itself, and he converses with Brahmaji. He's so close to him. It is called Paryanka Vidya. That is the name also. Paryanka. Paryanka Vidya. And he places his food on Brahmaji's foot. His foot, he is putting it on Brahmaji's foot. To have the food, he must have a body. If he has a foot, then he should have a body. So he steps over Brahmaji's foot, etc. So just to refresh, after dealing with the Nirguna Brahma Vidya Palam of Videha Mukti, in the first three, because suddenly we may not refer to the context. So just I will refresh it briefly. So we were dealing with, after dealing with the Nirguna Vidya Palam, Brahma Vidya Palam of Videha Mukta, in the first three adhikaranas that we saw in the last class, from the fourth adhikaranam, Vyasacharya deals with Saguna Brahma Vidya Palam. What is the Palam of a Saguna Brahma Vidya? So up to the end of the Brahma Sutra, it is Saguna Brahma Vidya Palam or Ishwara Upasaka Palam from now on. And we said, Saguna Upasaka will go to Brahma Loka through Shukla Gati. And we have been highlighting Jnanam and Krama Mukti in Brahma Loka. And in these Adhikaranams of Brahma Sutra, the topic is not Krama Mukti. Before getting Krama Mukti in Brahma Loka, what power the Upasaka will have, that is being discussed here. So we should know the context. Since they have practiced Ishwara Upasana, they have gone to Brahma Loka, what are the powers they will enjoy there? They get glories and powers closer to Ishwara, not equal to Ishwara, closer to Ishwara. They cannot become 100% Ishwara and will never even become equal to Ishwara, but becomes closer to Ishwara. And the closeness is indicated in the words Satya Kamatvam and Satya Sankalpatvam in Dahara Vidya portion in Chandogya Upanishad. That mantra I quoted yesterday. Dahara means Hridaya Akasha. So in the Hridaya Akasha, Ishwara is talked about. Ashtaguna Visishta Ishwara, that shloka mantra also I read yesterday, because of dwelling upon that, about Ishwara constantly meditating upon that Ishwara, this Upasaka attains Ishwara's powers. I mean, even in Manushya Shariram, the Upasaka gets powers, and in Brahma Loka, the limitation caused by Manushya Shariram is gone, because he doesn't have Manushya Shariram anymore. In Brahma Loka, the upadis is also miracles, very, very friendly upadis, mediums. And the mind having extraordinary sankalpa shakti. Yes, he is traveling with his sukshma shariram, the bundle of all the sukshma shariram and all. So the mind is there and it has got extraordinary great sankalpa shakti. These are all analyzed here. Nothing to do with Nirguna Brahman. So we should forget Nirguna Brahman for the time being. So this status enjoyed by the upasaka and the virtues and the vibhutis, the glories, they are closer to Ishwara. And this status is called a form of mukti, not mukti. It is a form of mukti. We have Jivan Mukti, we have Videha Mukti, we have Krama Mukti, but this is a form of mukti, not any of these three muktis. Here we introduce a fourth type of mukti and it is called Saguna Vidya Mukti. Because Saguna Vidya it is. Or Avantara Mukti. There's another name for it, Avantara Mukti or Saguna Vidya Mukti, which is different from Jivan Mukti, Videha Mukti and Krama Mukti. So he enjoys not only the powers, but also the looks of Ishwara in Brahma Loka. So only difference between Visishta Dvaitam and Advaitam is Avantara liberation is Dvaitam and similarity of the Upasaka to Lord is different from Advaitam. In the previous adhikaranam, which we saw, Vyasacharya established, he is able to generate boga vishayas, all experiential pleasures and all that, by mere sankalpas or by mere thought, by mere will. Object, people, status, setup, he can order at will whatever he wants. He gets materials also by mere sankalpa. It is almost similar to Bhagavan taking an avataram. In extraordinary cases, from Maya, the materials are produced. The subtlest form of Maya can produce the materials not only by Ishwara, but also the Upasakas in Brahma Loka. The Sankalpa alone is enough for Upasakas in Brahma Loka. For Manushyas, Sankalpa should be followed by Prayatnam, effort. This was established in the fourth Adhikaranam. And in the fifth Adhikaranam, the method of Vishaya Bhoga is analyzed. the experiential pleasures, vishayas. So the methodology or the manner of experience is discussed in this adhikarana. I'm just trying to freshen up to give you the context. Here, the inquiry is the experience takes place through sharira indriya experience. Experience, how do they experience? Through sharira and indriyas. When the body experiences the pleasures or with the mind alone, the requirement of mind is accepted, but the controversy is what? Whether the shariram also will be there or not. Is the shariram also is there to enjoy it? Mind is, it is there. Shariram also is there or not. So the upasaka is sa shariraka, sa shariraka va, or a shariraka, ashariraka va. Whether he is with body or without body. He has the mind. There is no controversy in the mind. Because it is part of the subtle body. When the person died, the subtle body went along with the Chaitanya. So the reflected consciousness. So he has physical body or not is the question in Brahmaloka. And sage Badari says he is ashariraha. He has no body or abhavam, or he has not the body as such. That is Badari, Rishi Badari says. And Jaimini says that he has the body. But Vyasacharya says both. He has body and without body. If he is ashariraha, he cannot be such sharira. He has no body, he cannot be, but right? He cannot have body if he has no body. But Vyasacharya will say later that sankalpa anusarena, by mere sankalpa, he can be sa shariraha or he can be ashariraha. With body or without body, by mere sankalpa. That's what Vyasacharya will establish. And once we accept satya sankalpatvam, why should you question whether he has body or not? Satya sankalpaha. So he can get anything at will. He can enjoy with body or without body based on his sankalpashakti. Sankalpashakti requires what? Only mind. This is Vyasacharya's verdict. So we have completed the first opinion of Badari in the last class. Now we will discuss the opinion of Jaimini. Jaimini's quotation of the Chandogya Mantra in the 7th chapter, 26th section, 7th, 2nd mantra. We saw, just now I read it. And the problem in that mantra is, this Shruti Vakyam is in the context of Nirguna Brahma Vidya Phalam. Whatever I just read, that mantra is in the section that talks about the Phalam of Nirguna Brahma Vidya. But that is quoted here. The topic is not Nirguna Brahma Vidya here, I already mentioned. So how do you give this mantra in the context of Saguna Brahma Vidya Phalam? How can you now give it here? So in the Nirguna Brahma Vidya, I hope you are with me. In the Nirguna Brahma Vidya, it is included to say that the Saguna Upasaka Phalam of body multiplication is included in Brahma Vidya Phalam also. It does not negate the multiplication of body, and it is only to say that through multiplication of ananda enjoyed by the Saguna Upasaka is included in the Nirguna Brahma Vidya Phalam also. Because to enjoy the pleasures or pains, you need a medium, that is the body only. So this multiplication of ananda enjoyed by the Saguna Upasaka is included in the Nirguna Brahma Vidya Phalam also. So it is not separately in the Nirguna Brahma Vidya Phalam, that is also included. And there is another Shruti support also in Kaushitaki Upanishad. Here the mantra, the statement that it says is, Tam ittham vitpadena evagra arohati tam brahmaha kaha asi iti. Tam pratibruyat. The meaning of the mantra is, on this couch of Brahmaji, the couch on which Brahmaji is sitting, the person who knows, he also ascends the same couch, just with one foot only. He is ascending that thing with just with only one foot. And Brahmaji asks him, who are you? Kaha asi. He is asking, Upanishad says, who are you? And he should answer. And here the experience of the Upasaka is mentioned in detail in this particular section. Bhagavan's cot is explained as Paryanka cot. Amita Ojaha means extraordinary brilliance. That cot is extraordinarily brilliant cot.
And the Upasaka comes near and climbs on Ishwara's cart. It's all imagination. And he steps over the cart of Bhagavan. And Shankaracharya accepts all the description as possible in Brahmaloka as the result of Upasana. So by way of Upasana, the person went by Suplagati to Brahmaloka. Brahmaloka, Brahmaji is sitting in his cart, whatever it is. And this guy, he gets up, he sits on that cart with 1 foot above, all that. But he says, it is Avantara Mukti only and not Videha Mukti. Jaimini underlines the word Padena. Actually, in the mantra that I read, Tam Ittam with Padena. So with Padena, he underlines that word. If there must be feet, then he must have the body also. So it is not without body. So once body is there, the Golakams also must be there. You know, Golakams and Indriyams and all that. So Golakam also should be there. And if the Golakam is there, the feet means all other Golakams, eyes and ears, all that. If the Golakam is there, he has the Indriyam also. This is Jaimini's argument. Now let us give the word analysis. Bhavam Jaiminihi Vikalpa Amananat. 11th Sutra, 4th Pada, 4th Chapter, 544th Running Brahma Sutra. Jaimini, he suggests Bhavam. Bhavam means the presence of the body and the sense organs, or the existence of the body and the sense organs, senses. Vikalpa Mananat. This is known from the Shruti statement of options, the various with regard to number of bodies, various bodies. So this is known from the Shruti statement. Because of these reasons, the Upasakas in Brahmaloka has body-mind complex, the presence of sense organs and body. And Vikalpa Amananat, that is the Shruti statement. Vikalpa Amananam means he has the choice to have the body or otherwise. He has Sankalpa Matra. Mind only is needed, whether body is needed or not. So the Vedic statement reveals the choice. So the choice is with regard to the number of the bodies, that is in the seventh chapter, 26th section, second mantra of Chandogya that we just read. And Jaimini says, mind being common for all the bodies, Shruti mentions the mind and you should note that with the help of the sense organs, and body, the mind, the self the body, the mind. So with this, Jaimini's view is also over. So body is there. They all have body. Various bodies it can take by mere sankalpa. And enjoy all the pleasures and all. In Brahmaji's loka, or Vaikuntha loka, or Kailas loka, whatever it is. Now let us come to the Vyasacharya's verdict. So we have seen Badri's verdict. Now Jaimini's verdict. Now what is Vyasacharya's verdict? द्वादशाहवत् उभयविधं बादरायणोतः 12th सूत्रा 4th पादा 4th चैप्टर 545th रणि ब्रह्म सूत्रा नाउ लेट अस सी द जनरल एनालिसिस ऑफ दिस सूत्र व्यासाचार्य सेज व्हाई शुड जैमिनी एंड बादरी क्वारल अननेसेसरली विद बोथ हैविंग श्रुति सपोर्ट बोथ ऑफ देम हैव श्रुति सपोर्ट इट इज नॉट देयर इमेजिनेशन श्रुति सेज सो एंड वी एक्सेप्ट श्रुति प्रमाण इन ऑल अपौरुषेय विषयास. We should be careful. Shruti Pramanam in all apurushaya vishayas, because we have no other way of verifying that. We have no way of knowing and we accept Shruti as valid. So one reveals ashariratvam, no body, and the other reveals sashariratvam, with body. So why cannot we accept both? And Vyasacharya addresses both. Why do you dismiss the other? He says, why cannot you have a peaceful coexistence of both? Then the question comes, how to accept both when they are contradictory? Right? One is with body, another is without body. Opposite attributes cannot coexist at the same time. But they can exist in kala beda, in different times. For example, in a room, darkness and light cannot coexist at the same time. But they can exist if during daytime there can be light and it is bright. But that night time, it is dark at different times. So Upasaka can be a sharira without body at some time and sa sharira at some other time. What is the problem in that? It is like, for example, we put on clothes and we put off the clothes. Upasaka can add and remove the body. He has got satya sankalpatvam. He can do it at will. So being Brahmaloka, the Upasaka has no limitation and can do anything he likes being close to Ishvara. Mark the words, close to Ishvara. I'm not saying Ishvara. He can have body at will, many bodies at will, add or decrease the number of bodies. And pramanams are given by both Badri and Jaimini from Shruti itself. I just, couple of those mantras. So in support of this, Vyasacharya gives an example from the Karmakanda portion. In Karmakanda, a particular ritual is talked about, which is called Dwadashaha. This is what the mantra says, that Dwadashaha is one particular ritual. Dwadashaha is the name of a ritual because it has 12 days ritualities. This Dwadashaha is a 12-day ritual, that's why it has got the name. In Karmakanda, when they talk about the nature of the ritual, the status depends upon the what are the various things it is supporting. It supports so many things in that thing. So the various choices with regard to the number of the bodies talks about. And Jaimini says, mind being common. Shruti mentions the mind, and we should understand the sense organs and body mind, they all are there. You should understand that. So the Jaimini and Badri, they quarrel unnecessarily and all, we said now. So how can both of them mutually have opposite views also? This question we have to answer. So Vyasacharya addresses both. Why do you dismiss each other? So that was this question of Vyasacharya. So he can have body at will, many bodies at will, and to decrease or increase the number of bodies he can do. And in support of all these, Vyasacharya gives an example, as I told, from Karmakanda. And the ritual is called Dwadashaha. It is a 12-day ritual. So in Karmakanda, when they talk about the nature of the ritual, the status depends upon various parameters. And one of them is the type of commandment or the type of verbs used in the Vedas. The verbs that are used in this Veda mantra, as one should be careful. We have talked about a sutra, Sarva Vedanta Pratyadikaranam. We have seen earlier in the third chapter, third pada, first mantra, first sutra, Sarva Vedanta Pratyayam Chodanat Avisheshat. There is a sutra we read already. And this commandments is called Chodana, Chodanat, commandments Chodana, and its status vary from ritual to ritual. The commandment, the status of the commandment varies from ritual to ritual. And this ritual begins with certain titles also, and one of them is Satra. Satram, Sarva Vedanta Pratyayam Chodanat Avisheshat. So this is one of them. One of the titles is called Satra. Actually, there are all these Brahma Satra Yajnas and all, they run for years and years. And Chodana parameter-based title for certain types of ritual is Satra. So Chodana parameter-based ritual. And that is called Satra. And another title based on Chodana is Ahina. These are all various names in the rituals, in Karmakanda portion. We don't have to know about these. The rituals and all, just only alluding to those titles, because the Chodana commandment, that the name of the ritual is based on that. For another group of rituals are called Ahina. So Chodana parameters. So Dwadasa, that comes under which category is the question. Ritual is the same, but two different Chodanas are commandments. Chodana means commandment. It's a rule. So you can say that. So Chodanas, two different Chodanas are given in two different contexts by using two different verbs. The verbs make the matter. And because of this, for the same ritual, it gets both the statuses. It can be in one particular thing, it can be in one form. In another one, it can be different way just because of the status. The first, because of the usage of verbs. So we don't negate one status by taking the other, or don't take them as controversy also. Because Shruti Pramanam, because of Shruti Pramanam, we say it can be performed in both ways depending on how it was commanded to be, how it was outlined to be. So in Sastra status, it is performed by many people in the Sastra, if it is called Satram. And when it has got Ahina status, it is performed by one individual. So the same ritual, when it enjoys the Satra status based on the commandment, the Chodana, the parameter given in that mantra, then it is performed by many. And if it is only Ahina, it's only one person. So because it is said that contradiction only when you attempt both methods simultaneously. So you cannot attempt both of them simultaneously. At different times they can be done. So when it is performed in different occasions, it is acceptable with no contradiction or controversy. That is what Vyasacharya is alluding to. So you can do both. It need not be one day. You can do that on one day. You can do it as Ahina Dvadashaha. And another time you can do it as Satra Dvadashaha. So this is done through Sankalpa Shakti. And the support for this is what? Dvadashaham Riddhi Kamaha Upeho. Those who desire property. Riddhi refers to property. All those people who desire property, they should perform together. So the verb here is in plural number. And there is another Shruti Vakyam that says, Dvadashakena Praja Kamam Ejayeta. So Praja Kama, that means desire of progeny, a person who wants progeny, children and all that. So first to get children and then seek prosperity. Person, you have to get children first and seek prosperity. So here the verb is Ejayeta. So this is singular number. So there plural number, singular number, the verb changes. And the first one gives the Satram status and the second one gives the Ahina status. We do not worry about all that thing. I'm just only telling in analyzing these sutras, the acharyas have to go through all these various analysis. And because of Shruti Pramanam, it is possible for Upasaka also to have many bodies or otherwise. Now let us do the word analysis. Dvadashahavatam ubhayavidham badarayano taha. Badarayanaha ataha. Ataha means therefore only. Ubhayavidham. Ubhayavidham means both types of powers, they exist. Dvadashahavat, like the Dvadashaha ritual that I mentioned. This is Tramandakinam, all that. And Badarayanaha thus declares Vedavyasa Badarayana. Now let us see the significance of the words. So Dvadashahavat, Dvadasha Ahavat, the word Dvadashaha is a proper name. And it is the name of the ritual. Dvadashaha is the name of the ritual. And the body we talk of is the Sukshma Shariram, not the Stula Shariram. Let us not confuse. It is Sukshma Shariram. This is the verdict of Vyasacharya. And Ataha. Ataha means therefore. So the reason is Vyasacharya need not find out separate reason for two. Shruti Ubhayavida Pramanatvad. So Ubhayavida Aishwaryam. Both are there because Shruti itself declares so. He doesn't have to find some separate reason. Shruti itself declares so. That's what Vyasacharya contends. Let us go to the next sutra. Tanva bhave sandhyavat upapattehe. 13th sutra, 4th pada, 4th chapter, 546th running Brahma Sutra. Now let us see a brief general analysis of this sutra. Vyasacharya in the previous sutra established that the upasaka can be either sa shariraka with shariram or a shariraka without shariram. And while enjoying the pleasures in Brahma Loka. In the Brahma Loka, he can enjoy pleasures either with body or without body. In different times, they can enjoy with or without the body as the enjoyment is there on the basis of sankalpa only. And our entire conclusion should have shruti and yukti anubhava. We cannot make any conclusion without their support. Now the Purvapakshi asks, how can upasaka enjoy sense objects when shariram is not there? I hope you understand the question. How can the upasaka in Brahma Loka enjoy sense objects, vishayas, when shariram is not there? For this, Vyasacharya quotes the example of dream, where one enjoys all pleasures without any separate bhautika shariram, but with the mind only. Dreamer enjoys swapna with mind and the thoughts. And in the same way, the upasaka also can enjoy in Brahma Loka without or with body. Asharira bhoga is comparable to swapna bhoga. And sashariraka bhoga is comparable to jagrat bhoga, the waking state. The proof is there in the bhuloka itself. Because every day we dream and we go through every experience. Now let us do the word analysis of this sutra. Tanva bhave sandhyavat upapattehe. Tanva bhave means in the absence of body, tanu abhave. Absence of body, fulfillment of desires take place. Sandhyavat as in dream. Sandhya refers to dream. This usage we are already familiar. Upapattehe means this is valid based on Shruti statements.
Now let us see the significance of these words. Tanva bhave, tanu physical body as I said, or bhautika shariram. And abhava means in the absence of bhautika shariram. Sandhyavat, sandhyavat means sopna, like dream. Tritiyam sandhyam, all that. Sopna sthana is used in Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. I already mentioned in some other context, tritiyam sandhyam. So sopna is called dream, being it is a junction between the day and night. And it is intermediary between jagrat and sleep. Waking state and sleep state. It is in between is the sopna state. So upasaka experiences both waking and sopna, that is jagrat with the body and sopna without body. Dreams of manushyas are determined by prarabdha. Our dreams are determined by our prarabdha. And upasaka's dream-like experiences, it's not dream, dream-like experiences are decided by his sankalpa shakti. That is the difference. For manushyas, our dream is driven by our prarabdha. Whereas for upasakas, his dream-like experiences, they are decided by his sankalpa shakti, and it can give as much pleasure as a nice dream can give. It is not swapna. It is not swapna dream. It is something like swapna. If it is sashariratvam, means it is like jagradavastha with body. It will be exactly like that. Let us go to the next sutra. Bhave jagratvate. So Vyasacharya has accepted Jaimini matam. So ashariratvat bhoga prapti, without body bhoga prapti, getting experiences. And upasaka can have any body at will, just as Lord takes any avatar. And Ishvara has the power over maya, and upasaka also has got power over maya. And through intervention of maya, he can take any shariram at will. By his mere sankalpa. Even in Manushya Loka, these miraculous powers can be attained. And what to talk of the upasakas in Brahma Loka? Here also we see a lot of Siddha Purushas in Manushya Loka with different powers, miraculous powers. Now let us see the word analysis. Bhave jagratvat. Bhave means in the presence of the body, sharira bhava. Sharira bhava in the presence of body. Jagratvati means the fulfillment of desires takes place. Jagratvati means as in jagrat, as the waking state. Now let us see the significance of the words. Bhave. Bhave means in the presence of sthula sharira. We have to be careful. In the presence of sthula sharira, the enjoyments are possible that we have to supply where? In jagrat avastha, in the waking state. So the presence of sthula shariram, with that the enjoyments are possible in waking state. And all these come under what? Saguna mukti, avantara mukti. This is different from jivan mukti, videha mukti, krama mukti. I already mentioned to you. It's a different name he gives. So saguna mukti is gained without gaining jnanam. No need for jnanam. Upasana is adequate. So this takes the upasaka nearer to Bhagavan, not equivalent to Bhagavan. Then nirguna brahma jnanam is needed. This is called gauna mukti or avantara mukti, and Vedanta does not accept this as real mukti at all. Vedanta does not accept this as real mukti, but it's called gauna mukti or avantara mukti. With this, the fifth adhikaranam is also over. Now let us go to the next adhikaranam. Pradipadhikaranam. It has got two sutras. Pradipavat aveshaha tatahi darshayati. Pratibhavat aveshaha tatahi darshayati. 15th sutra, 4th path, 4th chapter, 548th running Brahma Sutra. Now let us see a general introduction to this small adhikarana with only two sutras. And it deals with saguna upasana palam. What is the palam of saguna upasana? And Vyasacharya continues the topic of upasaka. Who is there? He is in Brahma Loka, with the power to have shariram and enjoy or not to have physical body. With the shariram he can enjoy, that is his choice, by his sankalpa. In Brahmaloka, a upasaka. Now let us focus on the power to have a physical body. And the Pramana Vakyam is, already we read, 7th chapter, 26th section, 2nd mantra of Chandogya Upanishad. And that is said that the upasaka can also decide the number of bodies he can take with mere sankalpa. Sa ekadha bhavati, tridha bhavati, panchadha bhavati, saptadha, navadha chaiva, punas chaikadashaha smataha, shatancha, dasha chaikascha, sahasranicha, even thousands of bodies.
So he can have many bodies simultaneously. In our case also, we have many bodies based on prarabdha in different janmas, not simultaneously. Actually, Krishna said about avataras in 4th chapter. Bahuni me betitani janmanitava charjunam tanyaham veda sarvani natvam veta parantapam. When we take body, it is falling body according to prarabdha. And when Krishna takes the body, it is descending, it is avatara, it's an avatara. He can take many bodies and he remembers, whereas we don't. He is taking many bodies simultaneously, not one after the other. In each janma, one body, no. Simultaneously, several bodies at the same time. Suppose the upasaka takes many physical bodies with one mind, and that mind occupies the current body with which he did sankalpa. When there are many bodies, will he have sukshma, the sukshma shariram or mind or not, more than one? That is one question. Will he have, when he has many bodies, will he have so many sukshma shariram? Because mind is part of sukshma shariram, antarindriya. Or mind, or more than one, will they be also more than one or not, when there are many bodies? If there is no mind, all the bodies will be inert bodies. There should be mind. You need mind for any body to function. It will be a corpse otherwise. And Vishaya Bhoga is not possible without mind. And so suppose you want to provide a body, then how can you do that? All sukshma shariram belongs to jiva and it is anadi. We cannot create sukshma shariram. Stula shariram can however be created. But sukshma shariram, karma shariram, they are all anadi. Mind depends on karma. So suppose a mind is created, then there will be a problem. And if different mind is given to different bodies, it cannot be bhoga of the upasaka. Because upasaka has only one mind. All through many bodies, he should be able to experience with the same mind. Then only his sankalpa shakti will be the true sankalpa shakti. Whatever he wants to enjoy, he will enjoy through all the bodies. So if new mind is created, the upasaka cannot benefit from those experiences, those bhogas. So what will happen is the discussion of this adhikaram. I hope you understand the problem. He can have many bodies, but in many bodies, he should have only one mind. Otherwise, if many bodies have different minds, then it is not his sankalpa, it is different minds are there. So what will happen is a discussion. So whether minds are there or not is the vichara here. The answer is mind is there and it is not a new mind. Mind is there in all of them, but it is not a new mind. But it is the extension of upasaka's own mind through his sankalpa. So he created several bodies, different bodies, but he extended his own mind through his sankalpa shakti in and through all these various bodies. So one upasaka enjoys through several bodies as is stated by the Shruti. So the same person enjoys through several bodies as is stated by the Shruti. Now let us give the general analysis of the sutra. Vyasacharya uses the word aveshaha. It means praveshaha, and praveshaha means entry, and entry means extension here. See how it is, entry means extension. Extension to different bodies. If you go by dictionary meaning, we can never understand this entry as extension. And there is subtle difference between entry and extension also. It is not entry, but extension of one mind to several bodies. Extension of one mind to several bodies. How that is possible? Vyasacharya gives a fantastic example. For example, imagine there is a candle light, say a light. And there are many unlighted candles with wick. They all have wicks, but they are unlighted. The flame is only one from this one candle. But you can extend the flame from this one candle to the second candle, third candle, further candles. It can be extended. Agni is in one candle. It can be extended to many candles. So when the second candle is lit, the first will be exactly like the same. First candle light, second candle light will be exactly the same. So if a new one comes, none can find out which is original and which is duplicate. You can light any number of candles. Similarly, new bodies are like candle. Mind is like flame in the original upasaka's body. And mind can be extended to first, second, third, fourth bodies. And it is done through sankalpa shakti. Don't ask for any proof for any of those things. Whatever Shruti says, I am just repeating. Therefore, the ekada bhavati, tridha bhavati, all those words that I read in the mantra, they are all pramana for mental extension of mind. Sharira utpatti and mano vyapti. Look at the words I'm using. Sharira utpatti, different bodies are created, and mano vyapti, mind extends and then does vyapakatvam throughout all the shariras made. Both are possible through sankalpa shakti. He gets all these powers through upasanas. It is the palam for his efforts. All the palam based on the efforts upasana he did. So there's a statutory warning also. This also comes to an end, and after exhausting the punyam, one has to come back to take rebirth. Shene punyam martyalokam vishanti abrahma bhuvana loka punaravartin arjuna. So even after going to brahma loka, if a person doesn't get real jnanam, again has to come back. Till that time, he can extend, all the various bodies can be created, enjoy through various bodies, blah, blah, all that can be possible. But when the punyam exhausts, come back. Now let us do the word analysis. Pradipavatim aveshaha tatahi dashayati. Aveshaha means the upasaka jiva extension into other bodies. Pradipavatim is comparable to the extension of a plane, dipam. Darshayati tatahi shruti. This is revealed by the shruti. Darshayati means revealed by the shruti. Now let us see the significance of the words. Pradipavate means like a flame. Aveshaha means extension. Upasaka expands or extends like the rubber band into many bodies. Who says? Shruti says. So Vyasacharya doesn't say, Shruti says. So you cannot even question that. The Pramana Vakyam for that is what? Chandogya Upanishad. 7th chapter, 26th section, 2nd mantra, Sayeka Dabhavati, Tridabhavati, Panjadabhavati, Saptadhanavadasai, all that. To assimilate the Shruti Vakyam, we gave the example of candle from here. This flame, we use the word, Vyasacharya's time there was no candle, some other light, lamp. It is to assimilate the Shruti Vakyam and not to support the Shruti Vakyam. We are not trying to support it, it's only to assimilate the Shruti Vakyam, this example is given. The original candle continues to enjoy the light. And similarly, the upasaka jiva will continue to be the one with light, and he can withdraw also at will. Here, sankalpa shakti. In Patanjali's Yoga Sutra, it is stated there. Actually, in the Kaivalya Pada, there's a sutra 4 and 5. Nirmana chittan yasmita amatra. So that is a sutra like that. From egoism. From the sense of ego alone proceeds the created, all the minds are created, all this extension of the mind by mere ego. Pravritti bhede prayojakam chittamekam anekesha. That is also another, through the activities of the different created minds. There are various. The one original mind is the controller of them all. Only one mind controls chittam ekam anekesham. It is controlling all the others. He can create as many chittam as he wants. And in the next sutra, Patanjali says, normally man has got many minds and each one is independent, but in our case, the controlling mind is only one. So the upasaka mind can control all the others. This is Brahma Sutra. Sutra 15. Now let us go to the Sutra 16 of this Adhikarana. Swa apyaya sampatyoho anyatara apeksham avishkritam hi. Sva apyaya sampatyoho anyatara apeksham avishkritam hi. 16th sutra, 4th pada, 4th chapter, 549th running Brahma Sutra. Now let us do a general analysis of this sutra. The upasaka who has gone to Brahma Loka as a result of saguna upasana, who gets all the faculties, which is almost equal to Ishvara. Almost equal to Ishvara, not equal to Ishvara. It is also mukti. And it is not real mukti. It is apekshika mukti, or saguna mukti, avantara mukti, all those various names we said. Here Vyasacharya wants to differentiate the apekshika mukti, avantara mukti, which is saguna upasana phala. It is the palam of saguna upasana. This is done through a question asked by Purvapakshi in this sutra. The Purvapakshi raises an objection. How do you say that the Upasaka experiences pleasures as a Mukta Purushaha. How do you say that the Upasaka experiences pleasures as a Mukta Purushaha? The Upasaka in Brahmaloka is called Mukta Purusha, and that word confuses the Purupakshi. He doesn't understand this Mukti is not our regular Mukti, the Mukti that we know, even Mukti, Videha Mukti and all. This is Avantara Mukti. So this word confuses him. So how can Upasaka at the time of Mukti have duality and dualistic pleasures? So Advaita is said to be Moksha. Here you talk of pleasure experiences and use the word Mukti here also. So in Mukti, Dvaitam is there or not is his question. So in Visishtadvaitam, the Mukti is there and is Dvaitam. And it relates to going to higher loka, Vishnu loka and all, where Vishnu is there and enjoy all the pleasures there. That is Mukti in Visishtadvaitam. Then how can you call the dualistic pleasures as Mukti while non-duality is said to be the Moksha as per Vedanta? That is Purvapakshi's question. And Purvapakshi claims he has also Shruti support for that. From Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, he has got 2nd chapter, 4th section, 12th mantra, and also 14th mantra, where it clearly says Videha Mukti, the localized consciousness, Achidabhasa is solved. He says all that. Evaitebhyaha bhutebhyaha samuttayam tanyeva anuvinashati na pretya sanya asti iti. Yatrava asya sarvam atmaiva bhut, sarvatma. Yatra supto na kanchana kamam kamayate, na kanchana kamam kamayate, na kanchana swapnam pashyati. So all these various mantras are there in Brihadaranyaka. So after Videha Mukti, the liberated Mukta does not have individual consciousness, since individual consciousness is there because of Shariram. Videha Mukti, no Shariram. So Shariram serves as the reflecting medium. In Videha Mukti, Shariram is resolved, and therefore reflected consciousness is also resolved because there is no medium to reflect. So there is no sense of I am. In the case of Videha Mukta, he cannot think, I am a Videha Mukta also, without a mind. So in fact, many lose interest in Videha Mukti for this reason. I am not going to have a mind. What is the point of having the Videha Mukti? I cannot even enjoy that. So if you want to retain your individuality, and again Videha Mukti, you have to gain Saguna Mukti. Thereafter, the Upanishad continues. Otherwise, you cannot have those things. Saguna Mukti, if you want to enjoy that, you have to have Saguna Mukti only. So once a Videha Mukta loses individuality, there is no question of cognizance of individuality. Only if the individual is there, Triputi is possible. So who is there to experience? With or what? And what experience? Who is there to experience the subject? With what? What is the Upakaranam? And what is the experience? This Triputi will be gone if Sariram is not there. Therefore, Purvapakshi says, in one place, Mukti is defined as Advaita. And here you say it is Aneka Sharira Prapti, many bodies. This is his objection. And the Siddhantin says, there are two Muktis. One is Apekshika Mukti, which is called Brahmaloka Prapti, and the other is Videha Mukti. And this you get after Nirguna Jnanam, and here Saguna Mukti is nothing but Upasaka having powers closer to God in Brahmaloka. Yari Ishvara, as a result of Upasana. He does not have Advaita Jnanam at all. This is the Mukti which is talked about by most of the other systems other than Advaitam. Our mind is oriented towards that concept of enjoying with the body. We think in Mukti, we enjoy all pleasures with the body. State of Advaitam is different from Saguna Mukti. And it is also of twofold. One is Apekshika Advaitam, obtaining in Sushupti. And the other is the Atyantika Advaitam, which is the Paramarthika Drishtya, Videha Mukti Drishtya. So the Pramanam for this is Mandukya Upanishad. This also we have seen in Mandukya. Sushupti, I am in Advaitam every day. In Sushupti, in sleep, we are in Advaitam. No Jagrat duality, no dream duality are there in Sushupti. Yatra supto na kanchana kamam kamayate, na kanchana swapnam pashyati. तत् सुषुप्तम् सुषुप्तस्थान एकीभूतः प्रज्ञानघन एव आनन्दमयः हि आनन्दबुक् चेतो मुखः प्राज्ञः तृतीयः पादः आलर्चन मावण्डुक्य आनन्दबुक् चेतो मुखः प्राज्ञः तृतीयपादः एष सर्वेश्वरः एष सर्वज्ञः एषः अन्तर्यामी एष योनिः सर्वस्य प्रभवाप्ययो हि अपि अपि हि भूतानां नान्त प्रज्ञं न बहिष्प्रज्ञं नोभयतप्रज्ञं न प्रज्ञानघनं न प्रज्ञं नाप्रज्ञम् अदृष्टम् अव्ययम् अव्यवहार्यम् अग्राह्यम् अलक्षणम् अचिन्त्यम् अव्यपदेश्यम् एकात्मप्रत्ययसारं प्रपञ्चोपशमं शान्तं शिवम् अद्वैतं चतुर्थं मन्यन्ते सः आत्मा सः विज्ञेयः मांडुक्य वेरि क्लियर्लि सेस् व्यास काल्स् दिस् स्वाप्ययः वर्ड् स्वाप्यय इण्डिकेट्स् द सुषुप्ति स्थानं द सुषुप्ति स्टेट् एव्रि डे वि गो थ्रू दिस् Therefore, the conclusion is what? Of the sutra is what? All particular cognizant experiences, specific cognizance and experience are there in Saguna Apekshika Mukti, only in that. And all specific cognizance are negated in Sushupti or Videha Mukti, Nirguna Mukti is not changeable. You cannot. Decide before taking to Videha Mukti. If you want to have all that, don't worry about Videha Mukti and all that thing. Be happy with Saguna Mukti. You can enjoy all of them with your body. All others claim this Mukti as eternal. But it is not so for Advaitins. Saguna Mukti is not eternal Mukti. Saguna Mukti is temporary. That is what is stated here. This is the general analysis of this sutra. I think I will have still time to do the word analysis. Swapyaya sampatyoho anyatara apeksham avishkritam hi. So, anyatara apeksham means the negation of specific experiences is from the standpoint of any one of the two states, swapyaya sampatyoho, namely sleep or primary liberation or absolute liberation. So, in both of them, this is possible. Negation of specific experiences is possible both. He means because avishkritam, this is clearly stated by what? Shruti itself, avishkritam. This is the running meaning. Now let us see the significance of the words. Swapyaya sampatyoho anyatara. Anyatara, swapyaya means the deep sleep, the sushupti state. A person resolves in sleep in his own real nature. And we temporarily resolve into our real nature. We temporarily resolve into a real nature. The moment you wake up, the jagrat, avastha, it's you. Sampattihi means total merger. So, atyantika aikyam, jivatma, paramatma aikyam, which refers to videha mukti. And this expression comes in again in the 6th chapter, 14th section of Chandogya, second mantra. Tasyam yatavyanahanam pramuchyam. Prabhuyat eva etam disham gandhara etam disham vrajeti sa gramat gramam prichanna pandito medhavi gandharaneva upasampatyeta evam eva iham acharyavan purushaha aveta tasya tavadeva chiram yavanna vimokshe ata sampatsya iti. This mantra as all we have seen in detail. Sampatti here means atyantika aikyam, the total merger with Brahman. That is jnana. In sleep and in absolute liberation, paramarthika, in satyam, at that liberation, one is merged with Brahman. So from the standpoint of these states alone, it is negation of duality. In sushupti also, total negation, and in the authentic aikyam, jivatma paramatma aikyam also it is. So, dvaita nishedanam or sankhya nishedanam, the negation of specific experience is only from the standpoint of either sushupti or absolute mukti only. In all the experiential states, it is total negation. And in saguna mukti, specific experiences are there with body, pleasures are there and all that. Saguna mukti, they are all there. Therefore, specific experiences are not negated in Saguna Mukti, and therefore there is contradiction in this mantra because you call it Mukti. Avishkrita means this is clarification in the Shruti itself. So for all the three, we should remember the Shruti Mandukya mantra, number sixth mantra, and for Vidheha Mukti, it is the second chapter, fourth section, 11th mantra and 14th mantra, Brihadaranyaka. We already saw that. Etebhyaha Bhutebhyaha Samuttaya Tanyevan Anupishti Na Pretya Sanya Asti Iti Are Brevimiti Po Vacha Yagyavalkya. Yagyavalkya tells Maitreya. So for Saguna Mukti, the Shruti is Saha Ekata Bhavati. That is again from Chandogya Upanishad. Saha Ekata Bhavati, Trida Bhavati, Panchata, Saptada, Navata Chaiva. All that we have already read. Therefore, what we really discuss in these Adhikaranams, what are those? Only Saguna Mukti, and do not mix up with the real Mukti, Nirguna, Brahma, Jnana. Avishkritam means clarified by the Shruti. He refers to the reason because of which there is no contradiction in the Shruti Vakya. Now the next Adhikaranam, if I take, it might take more time. So maybe I will adjourn it for the next class, or can I give you maybe the introduction? Maybe I will postpone to the next class. If people have any questions, I'll give some time for that. All right, I'll stop with this and I will take the next Adhikaranam in the next class, seventh Adhikaranam, next week. यो वेदादौ स्वर प्रोक्तो वेदान्ते च प्रतिष्ठितः तस्य परसमहेश्वरः पूर्णमद पूर्णमिदं पूर्णात् पूर्णमुदच्यते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ श्रीकृष्णार्पणमस्तु